Hi, this is Rich Vleck, and in this podcast, you're going to hear three students, one middle school, two high school students, that had some interesting results. A lot of them were the same. Most of them were athletes as well, and had some unique experiences with technology and what they plan to do with it going forward. All right, the student we are now recording is a 12-year-old middle school student at our local middle school. What type of technology do you use on a regular basis?
TV, video games.
You use a cell phone?
No, I don't have one.
All right, you don't have a cell phone. How often would you say you use your TV for video games?
6-7 hours a day.
6-7 hours a day. So you're around technology a lot then?
Yeah.
Is it something that you use a lot in the school setting?
No.
When you do use technology, what stuff do you use there?
Smart boards and computers.
And what do you think about using the computers in school?
It's okay.
It's okay? Would you like to do it more?
Not really.
Why is that?
It's not fun for me.
Is it something that you would rather have a pen and paper to use, or
yes.
Do you feel it's just not, you're not comfortable with it?
I like pen and paper more.
And when you're home, do you use the computer a lot?
Sometimes.
And what do you use that for?
Research.
Okay, so you're able to find stuff on the internet then?
Yeah.
And do you use that for like projects or just your own personal research?
Both.
Okay. Do you think other students can benefit from using technology at school?
Yes.
All right, for like what?
Research, projects, daily use.
Do you think these technology things that you're using are something that you're going to use down the road when you grow up?
Yes.
All right, we have another high school student here in our district and wanted to ask him a couple questions about technology. How often are you interfacing with the technology on a daily basis?
Daily basis, a vast majority of the day.
What sort of things do you do?
On my computer a lot, I listen to my iPod and I watch TV.
You use your iPod for other things away from like home?
Yeah, I like play games on it from time to time when I get bored because I'm just sitting around.
How about in school? How often are you using any sorts of technology?
In school? It's not that much. Like, we use, like, overhead projectors from time to time. It depends on the class.
And is that something you seem to enjoy? Do you get a better learning experience out of it?
Yeah, I usually do because I'm more of a visual learner
okay.
than reading.
All right. Is that something you want to see more of going forward?
Yeah, I'd like to see that more.
Do you see other students also benefiting from increased technology?
Some students, yeah, it depends on, like, their preferences on how they learn best.
And how about on the social aspect? Do you see yourself using more technology as years go along?
Yeah, because of, like, different, like, social media networks that allow people to communicate in more ways than previous years.
Do you ever use any of that social media to communicate on school projects or anything like that?
I don't that much because I usually do my work by myself because I'm more of an interpersonal kind of guy. So I don't use technology to communicate with people on projects so much.
But the possibilities are out there.
You can do, there are possibilities to do that. It just depends on how a student can do it best.
All right, my final student, another high school student and a senior, I believe, right?
Yep.
All right, so how often do you find yourself using technology?
Well, almost every day, really, because at work, I always have to use it because I'm on, always having to email people, trying to figure out really what they want me to do and stuff. And at school, I have to use it a lot, too, to, like, type up documents, like, to write my essays and, like, look up information on the internet.
Okay, great. Do you use, like, the social sides of technology?
Not as much as I probably should because I really have been lacking on that. I've found other things to do, really, like, running with my friends and other things, so I really don't do a lot of social things.
All right, and in school, or away from school, do you find yourself using technology for school-based projects and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, a lot of, like, because I'm in AP classes, but we have to do a lot of research and stuff, so I use, like, the internet and, like, other sorts of resources to get information that help me do my work and stuff.
Do you find that technology easier than an encyclopedia, for example?
Yeah, because instead of having to actually look for the words, I can just type it in and hit enter, and boom, there's the same thing as in the encyclopedia, except it took me like half the time to find it.
Okay, what about something like Wikipedia? Do you ever use that, or do you try to stay away from that?
I use that if I'm in like a hurry and I know the topic already, because I've heard sometimes like the information isn't always accurate. But if I know the topic, I'll just go on there, get like a quick some few facts on it.
And you find all this technological advances that we've had over the years to be beneficial for your academic experience, right?
Yeah, as long as you use them properly, they're really beneficial.
As you heard, some of the students did not like using technology as much, but they all recognize the importance of incorporating that into their educational experience. They use it at home, they use it during the day, they use it in their free time, but the big thing for them is making sure they can use it in school, and I think they start to recognize that. One of the students noted his visual orientation with learning, and I think that's something that a lot of students are used to, probably due to the fact that technology makes it so relevant for the visual learner, not the auditory learner necessarily. You heard them mention overhead projectors and smart boards, something that they're really into. You know, it's so important to have this in their life, and I think the students, at least the older ones, are recognizing that.